and kangaroos stood tall, looked across the plain of yellow grass, and began to dream. Kangaroo dreamed of music and song and laughter. But Kangaroo did not understand the dream.
The Price of Beauty in Strawberry Land, a Carson Reno mystery, written by Gerald W. Darnell, narrated by Brian McCracken. Leroy, I've got three things to do tomorrow. After that, I think we can plan a program to wrap this case up.
You are kidding, right? I've got a kidnapping, I've got a dead girl, I've got ransom notes, I've got mafia thugs shooting up my county, I've got the FBI with their nose up my ass, and you just casually say, we'll wrap this thing up after tomorrow? What have I missed?
You need a drink. Nikki, get Leroy a beer.
Carson, you are so full of shit.
The ancient chronicle, I quote, says, cheers arose as from one throat. That's not an accurate catalog, for in that throat there was a frog, or toad, who, though of Oldwin's blood, was a snake in the grass, a worm in the bud. Toad, evil-minded, evil-starred, King Oldwin's nephew, Evilard. 77 miles from home, a priest at Red River, New Mexico.
I opened the car door and got in. I waited to see if he would join me. He turned and went on his way. He stopped one more time, looked back, and then continued resolutely. I closed my door and continued on my way too. I understood this canine priest had more calls to make, and I thanked God that he had allowed me to be one of them.